Simon & Schuster Audio and Grove Atlantic present.
Casino 44 by James Holland, read by Al Murray. A world of shadows, of primordial gloom, of inchoate violence steeped in menace lay all around me. I was staring down a vertiginous tunnel where all was dark and bloody, and the great wind of ultimate desolation howled and hungered. I was alone. Relentlessly alone in a world I never knew. Lieutenant Farley Mowat. Prologue. The headquarters of the U.S. Fifth Army had one of the very best addresses in all of southern Italy, the largest palace ever constructed, and one that utterly dominated the otherwise rather small town of Caserta. It stood on a flat coastal plain, one of the few such areas in Italy, some 20 miles or so north of Naples, with the backdrop of the jagged ridge of the 1,800-foot-high Monte Tifata and Monte Lognano rising steeply behind it, a barrier, in many ways, that hid the Bourbon royal palace from the current battle, raging 30 miles to the north. Vast it may have been, with an astonishing 1,200 rooms, more than enough to house the headquarters of several armies rather than just one. But it was not the way of Allied generals in this current war to live in luxury when the men they commanded were suffering so many privations up the line at the front. And so General Mark Clark, the Fifth Army commander, had instead made use of the nearly 300 hectares of its magnificent grounds. Here, near the mighty palace, but most definitely not within it, were a collection of tents, specially adapted trucks and vehicles, sheltered by umbrella pines and camouflage nets. "Have my camp in a new grove of trees," he wrote to his wife, Rini, on the 23rd of October 1943, just a week or so after moving his headquarters there. "It's quite nice." Sergeant William C. Cheney was running the general's mess. A black technical sergeant, he had joined Clark's staff when the Fifth Army commander had been a lowly lieutenant colonel and newly arrived in Washington, D.C. to take up an instructing post at the U.S. Army War College. When Clark had been posted to Britain as the youngest major general in the U.S. Army, Cheney had asked if he could go too. The pair had not been separated since. And it was Cheney who not only ran the mess, but oversaw the construction of Clark's immediate encampment. "I'm having a portable hut put up about 50 yards away," Clark wrote in the same letter to Rini, "under a tree where I can hold conferences when it gets cold and where we can sit in the evening and have a fire." The idea was for it to be flat-packed into a truck, if and when they moved their headquarters. By the beginning of December, he was also using this hut as a makeshift cinema. Since every day was a working day in Italy, Clark was keen to make Sundays a little different whenever possible.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?